Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2005, Indian River Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a boat storage facility to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. And a parcel containing 3.571 acres, more or less, land lying southwest of Oak Orchard Road, also known as Route 5 and also known as Route 297, being 1,500 miles north of River Road, being Road 312, with a 911 address of 32634 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 34.08, and being parcels 43 and 44. For the benefit of the commission, I've just passed down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. The application was filed on October 16th of 2014, and the part of their application was the reference survey and site plan. We did hear comments from DLDOT. They were provided on May 15th of 2014 in the form of a support facilities report, and referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended that the current level of service C of Oak Orchard Road will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Other comments were received on January 16, 2015, again in the form of a memorandum and referencing that the site is located in the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available for the project if the project does not exceed a total of 11.06 equivalent dwelling units, that Ordinance 38 construction will not be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,100 per equivalent dwelling unit, that a 6-inch sanitary sewer lateral serves each parcel, that the two laterals are installed along Oak Orchard Road, conforming to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received a letter from Patrick Miller in support of the application and advising that the request is consistent with the neighboring property uses and is not out of character with the waterfront community, that the fire company has attempted to be a community partner that strives to keep its property in a clean and presentable fashion, and that he encourages a favorable consideration. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application? Yeah. All right, sir, come on up, give us your name, and we'll proceed.
Patrick Miller, and I'm president of Indian River Fire Company.
All right, sir, Mr. Miller, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, there might be one or two questions for you. We'll find out. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Miller, is this going to be a for-profit operation?
The fire company is a not-for-profit operation. We did acquire the property next to us. These parcels of land over the last few years to prevent development and so on and so forth. And quite frankly, the property owner had it for sale for multiple years and was not able to sell it. Indian River Fire Company purchased it for potential expansion of the facility if needed. But during that time period, we were looking at possibly revenue generation to offset the principal and interest payments that we now pay on the purchase of that property.
But your intention is to basically be a commercial operation and renting boat storage to other individuals.
One of the adjoining properties next to us on the south side is a boat repair, boat storage facility. So we would be offering and having discussions with them to expand their current storage facility. We would rent that to the marina company if they were inclined to. That's our proposal.
So your hope is they would operate the business on your behalf.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So rather than you being in competition with them, you would be in cahoots with them.
Yes, sir.
And Well, I guess you won't know whether you're going to be having automatic gates or gates that are only going to be going certain hours or any of that at this point.
At this point, we don't know, but historically, with the type of parcels that they have maintained in the area nearby, they currently do have automated gates and hours consistent with their business hours of operation.
And from looking at the survey that was provided to sort of site plan, that's showing a fence surrounding the entire property?
Yes, sir. That's the proposal. There is none currently.
Okay. And what about the Indian River Fire Company's boats? Will they be stored there as well?
Indian River Fire Company's boats are kept inside the firehouse. We have one in Long Neck and one in Oak Orchard, but those vessels are interior. They're not exterior.
Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions at this point.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
All right, Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Miller, in regards to the fence, do you know, would it be a privacy-type fence? Would you...
We have not had that dialogue or that discussion at this point in time. Currently, the parcels that do have the boat storage are a 8-foot chain link fence that runs around. There is a previous fence that was on the property, and it was chain link fence, but it merely covered an entranceway. There is some parcel blockage, I don't want to say blockage, but trees and tree lines that would also secure that from the open road appearance.
Are you familiar with the chain link fence that have the vinyl inserts?
Yes,
sir. That weave in and out, and that provides some economical privacy. If I had a boat there, and this may be an unfair question for you, could I take my truck in there and hook up to it and leave, or do you know, is there an employee that I would go through that would then bring the boat and trailer to my truck?
Knowing how they operate their current facilities, they have an employee that's there because their business, the properties that they currently have where they have these facilities, they're adjacent to their businesses. At both of the locations, they have employees that perform their services.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Morello.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Grabbit?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. Mr. Miller, if you'd take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has any interest in your application this evening. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2005, Indian River Volunteer Fire Company, Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2005? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.